Less than 3 weeks ago, Juan Orlando Hernandez was president of Honduras. Now he's been arrested by Honduran police following an extradition order by the United States. Security forces were called in on Monday night to surround the wealthy neighborhood where the former president of Honduras lives. Prosecutors in New York have repeatedly accused the former president of involvement in drug trafficking and alleging his political rise was fueled by drug profits.
We've been calling for his arrest since 2015, when we denounced that the former president was a drug trafficker, corrupt, and associated with criminals.
Hernandez was president of Honduras for 8 years. U.S. prosecutors have accused him of receiving millions of dollars in exchange for protecting drug shipments through the country. The money was reportedly also used to bribe politicians and help his political career. The former president has repeatedly denied the allegations. In an audio recording on Tuesday, he said he was willing to voluntarily turn himself in.
I'm ready to collaborate and voluntarily go to the authorities the moment the Supreme Court judge is assigned to this case so that I can face the situation and defend myself accordingly.
Hours later, a judge appointed by the Supreme Court of Honduras issued an order for the president's arrest.
It's up to the executive power of the nation. We must wait for an independent body of the state to make the corresponding decisions.
Hernandez left office on January 27th when the new president, Xiomara Castro, was sworn in. U.S. prosecutors claim that during his time in office, the former Honduran leader helped to facilitate the trafficking of some 500,000 kilos of cocaine into the United States, calling this a case of state-sponsored drug trafficking. Manuel Rapallo, Al Jazeera.